Hey everybody, welcome back to Guns and Gadgets, the premier source for Second Amendment news. I am here at Goals, so if you're coming out to Knoxville, feel free to stop us and say hi. I'm actually with Johnny B and the Truth Pimp right now. We're waiting on Guns and Gear and Anthony to get here, and then we'll be rocking Knoxville. But I wanted to give y'all an update of something that I've been just like beating the dead horse on, and more information came out yesterday related to the, you guessed it, the Sig Sauer P320 pistol. I got a couple phone calls yesterday when I was out of range day about some movements that were taking place on the federal level, and we'll jump right into it here. Before I do, check out blackoutcoffee.com/GNG for all your coffee needs. We do loose leaf teas as well and hot chocolate, so if you're into coffee that's roasted within 3 days of you ordering it and sent to you, then you'll probably like what we have to offer. I'll put it on the screen. I'll admit it is blurry because it is a picture of a computer screen, so it's not crisp, but I'll read it to you here. And this has to do with the United States Marshals Service and their former duty pistol now, the SIG P320. It says, firearm safety, SIG Sauer P320 not authorized for official use or carry by United States Marshals Service personnel. The protection, safety, and wellness of the United States Marshals Service personnel remains the agency's highest priority. A critical component of fulfilling this responsibility is maintaining situational awareness of emerging officer safety issues and ensuring timely communication of potential risks. The United States Marshals Service Training Division has been made aware of multiple incidents involving uncommanded discharges of the Sig Sauer P320 9mm pistol, both agency issued and personally owned, across various federal, state, and local law enforcement levels, including the Department of Defense. An uncommanded discharge refers to a firearm discharging a round without the trigger being intentionally engaged by the user. That's really blurry, so I'm doing my best with y'all. These incidents have occurred under various circumstances, including firearms being dropped onto hard surfaces, minor impacts or shifts while holstered, situations where no external contact with the firearm or holster was reported at the time of discharge. As a result of these incidents, multiple organizations have removed the Sig Sauer P320 from service and transitioned to alternate firearm platforms. Effective immediately, all variants of the Sig Sauer P320, M17, M18 pistols, 9mm, are no longer authorized for use or carry by U.S. Marshals Service personnel in any official capacity. This includes while on duty performing Marshals Service missions, or off-duty under the authority of Marshals Service issued credentials. The Sig Sauer P320 handgun should not be transported in U.S. Marshals Service government-owned vehicles, nor permitted in U.S. Marshals Service protected spaces. The training division will continue to monitor developments, including additional testing and guidance from partner agencies. However, until further notice, this restriction will remain in effect as a protective measure to safeguard personnel from known and potential risks associated with this weapon system. The U.S. Marshals Service personnel currently using the Sig Sauer P320 pistol are expected to transition to an approved alternative. I'll cut the last person, the person's name and email off just in case they didn't intend for this to get out. But I was told last night on one call that they're transitioning back to Glock. I don't have verification of that, but you can see right there in black and white, the U.S. Marshals Service is the latest agency to transition away from the 320 because of the potential risk involved. So, like I said before, because every time somebody watches a video where I'm talking about this firearm, there are people who are over the top saying I'm a SIG basher and I'm trying to destroy a company. I'm trying to put news out there. If there's a risk that's associated with this gun, if it's true, then the truth needs to come out. And if you're one of the people who say I've had one of these for 9 years and put 50,000 rounds through it and it's never had an issue, again, I'll say that none of the people who have had an issue with their 320 had an issue until they had an issue. So just be cautious. That's all. I would hate to hear one of my viewers had an issue with a 320. But yeah, that's the latest agency that was issued the 320. Is now it's transitioning away from the end. I had another call with somebody a couple days ago. There was a shooting at a military Air Force installation in Arizona a couple days ago, last Friday actually. And the weapon system they had to deploy was because they're no longer allowed to carry their M17s and M18s either. So Air Force is still doing their thing, their investigation, and it transitioned to service-wide for the Air Force. It's no longer just that base, so they're digging into this now. The investigation has grown a little bit bigger. So I appreciate y'all. If there's anything else that comes out, I'll bring it to you. If you have any comments or questions, hit them down below. Check out blackcoffee.com/GNG. Use my code GNG10 to save 10% on your order. And hope to see you out here at Goals in beautiful Knoxville, Tennessee. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.